10. Evening. A small, neat room. Margareta is braiding and tying her hair.
I'd give a lot to know, somehow, who was that gentleman just now. He looked so gallant. He must be born of a noble family. I read it in his face, needn't be told, or else he wouldn't dare to be so bold.
Exit Margareta. Enter Mephistopheles and Faust.
Come in quickly, not a tweet.
Leave me alone now, I entreat.
Not every girl keeps things so neat.
Exit Mephistopheles.
Sweet twilight, welcome. Weave for me your soft web through this sacred place. Seize on my heart, sweet pain of love, and be undone in hope's fresh dew of tenderness. What stillness breathes in this privation? Order, contentment, and true peace. In poverty, what deep emotion. In this imprisonment, what bliss.
He throws himself into a leather armchair by the bed.
Ah, take me in, old chair who, times long gone, with joy and pain embraced a former nation. How often here, around this father's throne, a troop of children played a congregation. Perhaps my grateful love on Christ's birthday, full baby cheeks aglow in veneration, kissed the old man's worn hand here where it lay. Dear girl, I feel your spirit now that whispers order and completeness, and, motherly, instructs you daily how to spread the tablecloth, as spotless as a vow, and sprinkle sand about you with such neatness. It is quite godlike, that dear hand. It makes this hut into the heavenly land. And here, he lifts the bed curtain. What is this dreadful lust that grips me so? I could spend hours here with my passion. Here nature out of wakeless dreams dared fashion this angel in her inborn glow. Here the child lay, her breasts so tender, filled with warm life. Holy and clean, what subtle weaving could engender that God's own image I have seen? And you, Faust, what has led you here? What's this deep touch of pain or fear? What do you want? Why is your heart so sad? Poor Faust, who are you now? Or am I mad? What magic spell has got me pinned? I'm driven on by pleasure's torrent, and feel I'm melting in that love dream's current. Are we the toy of every puff of wind? What if she came in now? Ah, you would pay the price of such a foul transgression. Big Jack, you'd be so small this day. Melt at her feet in your contrition.
Enter Mephistopheles.
Quick, I see them downstairs. Hurry!
Let's go. I'm never coming back.
This little box has what you lack. I snaffled it. It's hard to carry. Just set it right here in the shrine. I swear to you, she'll lose her senses. I put some pretties in, divine, to break another girl's defences, but girls are girls. The game's the game.
I'm not sure. Should I?
What now? For shame! Perhaps you mean to keep the treasure. Then I advise you not to waste this lovely evening on your lust, and spare my trouble for your pleasure. You aren't covetous, I trust. I scratch my head, I wring my hands.
He puts the jewel case in the credenza that serves her as a shrine, and closes its doors.
Quick, don't delay, to find the perfect way to sway this sweet girl to your heart's demands. And you look all as if you're stranded in a lecture hall, and physics there and metaphysics, say, stood there, personified in grey. Come on!
Exeunt. Margareta with a lamp.
It seems so close, so sultry here.
She opens a window.
But still outside it's not so warm. I feel so, I don't know, so queer. I wish my mum would hurry home. What ran through all my flesh? I'm shivering. A timid woman, silly thing.
As she undresses, she begins to sing.
Unto the King in Thule, faithful beyond the grave, his dying sweetheart truly, a golden goblet gave. This cup his greatest treasure, at every feast he'd drain. His tears beyond all measure flowed time and time again. And when his last he's breathing, he counts his cities up, all worldly goods bequeathing, but not the precious cup. His knights all ranged around him, he dines full solemnly in those high halls that crowned him, his castle by the sea. Old drinker in his palace, he stood, drank life's last glow, and threw the sacred chalice into the flood below. He saw it fall and drinking, founder into the main. His eyes now too are sinking, he never drank again.
She opens the credenza to put away her clothes and notices the jewel case.
How did this lovely little box get here? I know I closed the shrine, that's clear. It's wonderful. What can it be? How very queer. A pledge or a security? Did Mum lend somebody a bit? What's this attached? A little key? I think I'm going to open it. Oh, God in heaven, what a sight! I've never seen the like in all my days. Such jewels! A lady of the palace might go out with these on holidays. How would this necklace frame my face? Who might possess a thing so fine?
She adorns herself with the jewellery and steps before the mirror.
If just the earrings now were mine, one looks quite different with them on.
Young blood, what use is beauty to you? It's nice, but little good will do you when all else that you have is gone. You're praised soft-heartedly as pretty. Gold drives it all. Gold rules the soul. But for we poor, have pity.